When it comes to understanding and explaining narcissism, many people do that by explaining it on a very surface level. So as a result of that, many survivors start questioning their experiences because their experiences do not match with what is being explained. They start questioning things like, was the person I was dealing with a narcissist or not? Because it is everything that is explained on a general level does not specifically cover all the aspects of narcissism and its subtypes. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional, and today I'll be talking about one of the subtypes, that is cerebral narcissist, a narcissist with a devil's brain. You may ask, why did you use the term devil's brain? And the answer to this is that a cerebral narcissist is an artificial machine kind of object who has the evil intelligence to read people, their behaviorisms, their mannerisms in a calculated way so that he or she can use that knowledge to, you know, make a way inside a person's heart and soul by using their weaknesses against them. A cerebral narcissist is someone who literally lives in their head, and they are kind of disconnected and dissociated with the body. And everything that is associated with the body is kind of worthless and useless for them. They're said to possess computer-like intelligence that they use to get the supply, to extract the supply, the attention, the acceptance, the adoration that they are looking for. With most of the traits being similar with the other types of the narcissists, these are the three main traits that differentiates a cerebral narcissist from the rest. Number one, the desire or the insatiable need to be intellectually superior. When it comes to a cerebral narcissist, you would see that they pretend or try to be an expert on every subject. They have to be an expert and knowledgeable about everything and anything. The main distinguishing feature is their excellent vocabulary, their excellent know-how about a subject. And the main drive to acquire such excellence is to be superior over everyone else, to have that god-like knowledge about everything. The second thing is they have no concept of intimacy. Intimacy for a cerebral narcissist is fire, and they really run away from it. They think that it is the waste of time and efforts to indulge with someone and give and receive the bodily pleasure. For them, sex is merely an indulgence where there is no outcome. It's a gross kind of thing for them. They are not addicted to sex as you might have seen in other types of narcissists, such as a somatic narcissist. They are addicted to knowledge, to evil intelligence, to studying people, to acquiring and acquiring so that they kind of have that false understanding that they are beyond and above everyone and everything. Number third is they do not care about the way they dress or they look. And as I read this third trait, I remember my father. He was never concerned about how he looks, what he wears. The only thing that mattered for him was how he accumulated money and how he would use his clever mind, that intelligence, to keep people under control and manipulate and use people. For a cerebral narcissist, body is useless. It's meaningless. It has no meaning. Therefore, everything, I'm repeating myself, everything that is associated with body, be it sexual relationships, be it sexual intimacy, it's all useless. It has no meaning. If you're married to this type of a narcissist, it is guaranteed that your sexual life is going to be unsatisfying and very dry. You would literally have to beg them for intimacy, for the need to touch. And even when your need is genuine, you would be called something like, you are lustful, you are just into sex, you are a sex addict, and things like that. In the beginning of this video, I already tried to explain that how they study their victims, and now I will elaborate on that a little bit more. As I say here that they study their victims, it's like they are those predators, you know, who study their victims, their prey for days on a go, for weeks and months, to really measure their moves, how they eat, what they do, where do they rest, how much they do sleep, and stuff like that. It's like deep analysis and, you know, that cunning observing nature of a cerebral narcissist that calculates what to do next, what move to take next to get through the crack and have that control. It's like a hunt and prey and a hunt kind of thing for them. This is very common with sociopaths as well. They do the exact same thing. A cerebral narcissist may come across as someone who is very smart, intelligent, and knowledgeable. But all of this is a facade that they put up to hide the feeling of inadequacy that keeps killing them all the way deep inside. I hope today I was able to explain one of the most important yet the most dangerous subtypes of narcissism. I will talk with you soon in the next video. Till then, let the healing begin.